Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is a Wednesday that feels like a Friday edition of Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you until 8 o'clock this evening. This is a weird day. When the Dave Glover show came on the air this afternoon, I was listening to him, and Dave said, I don't know what we're doing here today, and I don't feel exactly the same way because I know what I'm doing. I'm here to host a sports show here for a couple hours, but it is always weird doing the night show on the day before a holiday where everybody is into holiday mode, and you know what? We got a couple more hours of work to do. That is absolutely fine. Glad to be here, but it's going to be kind of a loose, kind of fun show today. I'll tell you this right off the bat. So I promised something yesterday. I'm going to give it to you today. It's a holiday. I don't know how many people are going to really want to interact with us, but in our second segment, so coming up in about 10 minutes, I am going to have the phone lines open. Yesterday, as we were breaking down all aspects of this Sonny Gray trade, I didn't get to open up the phones and the text messages and all that quite as much as I would have liked to. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to chime in on how you feel about the Cardinals trading Sonny Gray and also what they got back from him. I promised you yesterday that we would get into that, and we will give you that opportunity coming up in our next segment. So if you want to chime in, that's going to be the opportunity to do so. You'll be able to call. You can text in now. We can hold those text messages, but you'll be able to call in our next segment, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. Tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air. Or you can leave a message or a comment, I should say, on the video chat for those of you who are watching on Facebook and on Twitter and on YouTube. Here's our guest list for the show today. In about 25 minutes, in our third segment this hour, we're going to talk with Kyle Reese. He does a lot of different things. He does a great job covering Cardinals prospects, and we always like being able to talk to him. Matthew Rocchio does some stuff with us here at KMOX, part of the team over at STL Sports Central, covering Billikens, covering City. He is going to join us at 7:20 next hour. And then James Bassone, who is the editor-in-chief of Covers.com, which is a website that covers sports gambling news, he's going to join us at 7:35, and not just to talk sports gambling, but they did an interesting study, and in that study, they kind of reflected upon the habits and the amount of fandom for the different teams and programs in the state of Missouri. And there were some interesting findings and all of that. So we will get into that as we continue on. Blues, by the way, are in action. We'll keep you updated on that as we go along. They're matched up against the New Jersey Devils. It is the final game of a five-game road trip, and they've gotten off to a good start as they're out to a 1-0 lead in that game. Again, we'll keep you updated on that as we go along. I guess if they were to win tonight against the Devils, if you squint a little bit, you can say it was a respectable road trip, because so far they have gotten points in three of the four games. So if they win tonight, they would have gotten points in four of the five. That's kind of a stretch, especially when two of those games were overtime losses where they had leads, yada, yada, yada. But a win is a win, and we'll see if they can hold on to it. That's been the problem with them. They get out to these early leads, and then they don't hold on. But just about 2 minutes into the game, Blues are up to a 1-0 lead here tonight. We'll talk a lot of baseball. Again, the news of the day from a national standpoint, Dylan Cease got a big deal from the Toronto Blue Jays. Blue Jays coming off a World Series appearance. They got him for 7 years and $30 million per. So that goes to show you, like, that's, take note of that. Take note of the cost of pitching and why you have haves and have-nots in baseball, and why the have-nots have to be creative in the way that they do things, and why the have-nots also have to find a way to draft, develop, find a way to produce some high-end pitching. Because there's only a handful of teams in baseball that are handing out 7-year, $210 million contracts, especially, and like, I think Dylan Cease is a good pitcher, don't get me wrong, but Dylan Cease gives you five innings. He's a five-inning guy. So you're going to, a guy who is very good, but very good for a short amount of time, is costing you $30 million per year. That's the cost of pitching today. And I think when you consider that, and you think about how much money Sonny Gray is going to make this year, because Gray, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. There were so many things with the Gray trade that we didn't touch on everything, but they reworked the contract a bit, where essentially the 1 year plus option turned into 1 year mutual option, and a mutual option isn't really a thing. It's going to be declined by one of the two sides. So it really just turned into a 1 year deal where he's making $41 million. He was originally on the hook for 35 this year, plus a $5 million opt out if that final year option wasn't picked up. Now that final year option isn't really a thing. He's just going to make the straight 40. And then because he waived his no trade clause, he got $1 million kicker on there. So yeah, Sonny Gray got an extra $1 million for saying that he would accept a trade and you know, go against his trade clause or no trade clause. So, I mean, $41 million is a lot of money. I would rather spend that money probably on Dylan Cease than Sonny Gray at this point. But when you think about the cost of pitching, 1 year, $41 million, and from a Red Sox perspective, they're only on the hook for 21 of it. Like, that's not a crazy amount of money. And it wasn't that long ago where a $20+ million pitcher was an all-star caliber guy for sure. And can Gray pitch to an all-star level? Yeah, he can. Is he going to? That's the better question. And it seems like indications are at this point that he's on the other side of that in his career. But again, he may have a real good bounce back this upcoming season. All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll see if anybody wants to get in on here. I always try to keep my promises. Yesterday, I told you we'd do this today. If you want to chime in on where the Cardinals are at right now, if you want to tell me your thoughts on the trade that they made yesterday, whether you're really happy with it or really upset about it, this is the time to do it. You can give us a call, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. You can also text in at that same number, 314-436-7900. You can also leave a comment on the video stream. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts on the trade that was made yesterday. Are you happy? Are you unhappy? We'll discuss it with you coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. You're locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
We are continuing on here on Thanksgiving Eve. Thanks so much for spending a portion of your evening with us as you get ready for your holiday. If you want to join us, and this is the opportunity to do so, you can call or text 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. Tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air. Or for those of you who are watching on the video stream, you can leave a comment, and we'll get to some of those as we continue on. But I want to get everybody's thoughts, if you want to get in here, on what you thought about yesterday's trade. Sonny Gray getting moved to Boston for a couple pitchers. One, both young pitchers, both controllable. One ready for the big leagues and fits. The other in Clark, who's going to be a little while till we'll see him at the big league level. Let's start with Mark, who's giving us a call. Hey, Mark, you're on Sports Open Line.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, and great topic for discussion for Cardinal fans, and I am a Cardinal fan. I love the trade. It makes good sense. Very good sense. Where the Cardinals are, the emphasis has to be on starting pitching, and this has been a neglect on the Cardinals over recent years. So I'm glad that Heimblum is making this first deal to unload the salary because Sonny Gray was a little erratic last year. You know, all the things he wanted and everything is being the number one pitcher, but clearly you have to look at his age and all. And then I also look at the world's the two top teams that competed. And so you have to look at what gets you not only to the playoffs, but gets you to the World Series to compete, to become world champions. So I think they're on the right path because they did, you saw, we know the Dodgers had outstanding, really starting pitching, but Toronto wasn't that far off. I mean, in some of those games, they matched the Dodgers, and think about the historic 18-inning game, but starting pitching is a requirement. The Cardinals got a very good defense. That's how you build a championship team. Good starting pitching and good defense. You're in every game. And then now if we get more situational hitting, the Cardinals will be right there, being able to really, truly compete, not only to get to the playoffs, but also to be a viable contender, you know, for winning the championship. That's Cardinal baseball as I see it. Thank you, Mark, so much.
You bet. Appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you, Mark. A regular caller during the baseball season, during the extra inning show. Always love when we hear from some of those folks. And Mark's hit it on hit the nail on the head right there. You want to win at the highest level. You want to go on playoff runs. You have to have high-end pitching. And the Cardinals don't have enough of it. They're not going to have enough of it this upcoming season, but they're trying to get as much of it into the system, or as much potential of it into the system, as they try to have more of a surplus moving forward. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. Tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air. Leave a comment on the video stream. Let's grab Don, who's giving us a call. Hey, Don, you're on Sports Open Line.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Matt. And I want to talk about the Gray trade. I'm not crazy about the trade. Personally, I'll give you my opinion on it. I just don't think they got enough for him. I mean, you know, the Brandon, what's his name? He may not mount to nothing. The other pitcher, he's probably going to be in a rotation next year. And then I want to know about Nolan Arenado. What's the rumors are you hearing on him? And is there anything going on with Donovan? Are they going to trade him, Matt? And I'll stay on the line and hear your comments. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Matt.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's good to hear from you. Yesterday, Hein Bloom was asked very directly whether or not there had been any status change when it came to both Nolan Arenado and Wilson Contreras, and he said nothing has changed. I read something today that people saying the best fits for Arenado would be the Angels and the Pirates. I have a really hard time believing that Arenado would accept a deal to the Pirates. He still has a no-trade clause. I bet he would accept a deal to the Angels, even though the Angels are not ready to win right now. The Cardinals aren't ready to win either, and at least if he went to the Angels, it would be an opportunity for him to be able to play closer to home. I do think the fact that the Cardinals ate $20 million yesterday for Sonny Gray tells you that they are going to be more open for business when it comes to moving on from Arenado and eating some of that salary that goes along with it. Look, and I understand, I completely understand what Don was saying when he said that he doesn't feel like the Cardinals got enough for Sonny Gray because there's no guarantee that Brandon Clark is going to turn into anything. I understand that sentiment. I'm not trying to be dismissive of that statement. I'm really not. But I am trying to bring a little bit of reality to the situation. There are very few players who would net back a can't-miss pitching prospect. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in today's baseball. If you've got a can't-miss pitching prospect, those guys don't get traded because that is the number one commodity, the number one asset that exists in baseball. So what you have to do is what the Cardinals did yesterday, and that's go get some guys or a guy, specifically to Clark, you know, kind of taking Fitz as a guy who's going to come in, and he's going to probably help out in the rotation this upcoming season, and he kind of is what he is. I think he's a nice player, but he's probably not a top-of-the-rotation guy. But Clark, if he hits his potential, he can be a top-of-the-rotation guy. Is there a guarantee of that happening? No, absolutely there's not, but he's got some nasty stuff, man. He's got some really, really nasty stuff. And in terms of Brendan Donovan, there's no guarantee that he's going to get moved. I think he is the player I don't think the team's going to trade Alec Burleson. I really don't. So like there's a handful of guys who I don't think they're going to trade, who they're just probably not going to be really motivated to be engaged on, barring the offer that you can't say no to. And Mason Wynn's on that list. And I think Alec Burleson, maybe not quite to the extent that Wynn is, but I think Burleson's there. So going off my kind of assumption that Burleson is not going to get traded, I don't think he is. Donovan is your best trade asset that's on the team right now. He's going to bring back the highest return. He doesn't have a lot of time left on what, 2 more years of club control. He's had some injury issues. Now is the time. For me, now is the time to move on from Donovan. Now, that being said, if you don't move on from Donovan, you can move on from Gorman. You're not going to get the same return for Gorman than you would for Donovan. But if you do that, because you need to open up a spot for J.J. Weatherholt, right? Like that's part of what's going on right now. And let's assume for a second that Nolan Arenado is going to get moved. Arenado gets moved. Well, the assumption is that Gorman is at third. Well, if Arenado and Gorman gets moved, then you can put Weatherholt at third. If Arenado and Donovan get moved, then you put Weatherholt at second. So assuming Arenado's going to get moved, and I think that's going to happen. I said the exact same thing last offseason. I was wrong. They had a deal done. He turned it down. But I was wrong on that assumption last year. But I'm going to make the same assumption this year. Arenado is going to get moved. At that point, you have to move on from either Donovan or Gorman because you have to open up a spot for Weatherholt to be able to play. Donovan is the guy who's going to get you the best return. And I need to pull the cut from yesterday and just play it over and over and over this offseason. But Heim Bloom was very clear that said when there's two opportunities in front of him, and this is a paraphrase, not his exact words, when there's two opportunities in front of him, and one opportunity is a short-term opportunity and one opportunity is a long-term opportunity and they're going in divergent directions, they are going to go in the direction of the long-term opportunity. You can like it, you can dislike it, we can have all the discussions you want about it, but that's where the team is at right now. That is the decisions that they're going to be making. So if that's the case, then that tells me that if you're trying to decide between trading Donovan or Gorman, you trade Donovan because that's going to give you the better return and set you up better for the future. We are going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to talk with our friend Kyle Reese. We'll get his thoughts. He does a really good job of covering prospects. He does some stuff with the Cardinal Nation. He worked a little bit with Brian Walt. Does a bunch of stuff. If you're on social media, you see him all over doing things. Kyle joins us in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And haven't eaten all day. My tummy is growling, cause I've been saving up space. I've got my place at the table, can't fit no more on my plate. I've got my fork in my hand, ready to stuff my face. So bring on the turkey, potatoes, casserole dishes, cause I ain't messing around with them buttoned up bridges. You got them skinny.
It's Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, our pre-Thanksgiving edition, or our Thanksgiving Eve edition. We're continuing to talk through all things Cardinals, all things Sonny Gray trade from yesterday. And one of my favorite people to be able to talk to, he does a fantastic job, especially on social media, covering Cardinals prospects. He got mentioned the other day when we had Brian Walton on, because he does some stuff with Brian over at the Cardinal Nation. He's a few other spots as well. He is Kyle Reese. You follow him on Twitter at KyleR416. Kyle, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Mr. Pauley. It's a pleasure to join you. A total honor every time.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say. And I got to say, so one of my favorite things about following along with you was, for the better part of the last few years, I could sense, either very overtly or somewhat passive aggressively, you not being super happy with maybe some 40-man roster moves the Cardinals would make. And now, really, since Heim Bloom took over, and the handful of moves that they made, whether it's non-tenders or whatever, it feels like you're, for the most part, pretty happy with a lot of the moves the Cardinals are choosing to make on the fringes of the roster.
Yeah, you are correct. You know, for many, many years now, the back end of the Cardinals 40-man roster in particular has been a roster of redundancies, a lot of players that would fill the same need. And then, especially in the pitching staff, whether it be in the bullpen or potential starters, a lot of the pitchers were the same kind of pitcher that didn't really have much value to either the Cardinals' long-term future or any other organization. And what we've seen so far since Mr. Bloom took over, and we started seeing bits and pieces of this last year with his influence and Rob Serfolio's influence. But what we're seeing now is a lot of those, you know, pitch-to-contact pitchers who also don't have such good command start to find their way off of the 40-man. And more intriguing pitchers in particular find their way onto the 40-man. They're being smarter about the prospects they're protecting. You know, they're leaving some fringe guys off. Guys like prospects like Max, right-handed pitcher Max Radek. He's the kind of guy who the previous administration might hold on to. And he's not really a pitcher that anybody's going to take. And if they do, you don't really have to worry about there being results. So that's just all to say that I think that they're nibbling away at some of the fringe players that were never going to have a serious major league impact, and opening opportunities and chances for players who could end up having like a real major league impact. And so far, so good in that regard.
Yeah, you use the word intriguing, and I think that's notable because it's not so much about the can't miss people. We know who those are, and obviously they're going to hold on to them. But you know, Clark yesterday is a great example. There's no guarantee he's getting to the big leagues, but if he does, and if he reaches potential, holy moly, this guy can be somebody who's pretty special. And it feels like more and more of those guys with some of the traits that you want to see, especially from a swing and miss standpoint, more of those individuals are in the organization already.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We started to see that get highlighted at the draft. You know, I believe when we talked about the last time we talked, you know, we had Tanner Franklin, the Cardinals' third overall pick, the third round pick, to talk about. They keep highlighting pitchers who have traits that have success at the major leagues now, and they're getting ahead of it. I was talking to a friend of mine, Kareem, Kareem SFN, who has his own podcast yesterday, and we were just talking about, you know, one thing that they're doing with lefties, they're targeting lefties with really good fastballs and changeups to play off the fastball. They're getting ahead of the market in that regard, and they're kind of hoarding it, which means that they're going to have a surplus to deal with. In every aspect, they're modernizing, and it's not just like modernizing to catch up. In the past, we've seen them target pitchers that have sliders after the slider craze had already hit Major League Baseball. Well, now they're getting ahead of it. They're finding a new market efficiency. And, that, you know, I'm spending a lot of time talking about pitching, but that's also happening with some of the bats that they're going to key in on, and some of the players, some of the hitters we might see make Major League debuts in the coming years. So it's all to say that, like, this modernization is happening. And I think it's also happening at the same time without giving up what is the essence of Cardinal baseball, which is small ball, which is, you know, playing good defense, smart base running. They're doing one without compromising the other. And I think that's what's been most intriguing for me over the last year and a half.
We're talking with Kyle Reese. So yesterday, Cardinals, they make the move. They bring in Clark. You mentioned Kareem. He mentioned something on social media, which I thought was interesting. He specifically talked about Clark's slider, and that may be the single best pitch that exists in the Cardinals organization right now. They also bring in a guy who's going to be able to factor in at the major league level right away in Richard Fitz. What did you think of the return for Sonny Gray?
I love the way that you talked about Brandon Clark just a little second ago. I think it really exemplifies, like, this is a really exciting arm. He is an extremely talented arm. Another thing that, like, I'm not sure the Cardinals have had this kind of, you know, what scouts call arm talent since maybe Alex Reyes. I think that that's like the last time they had this kind of raw ability in the organization. You know, no disrespect to Liam Doyle or to Quinn Matthews or Michael Wacha, like this group that they've had, Jack Flaherty, but this is like the next tier of arm talent. Now, it comes with a lot of questions, and we'll see what he can do. We'll see if he can even be a reliever. I still think he's very much in the play for a long-term starter, but this type of arm that young man has, it's impossible to find. There are very few of them, and it is that kind of talent. And, you know, as you start peeling back the layers of what he's capable of doing, there's a slider and a sweeper there, and the slider is the, like, the marquee pitch, but there's a sweeper that's kind of built in that's probably every bit as good of the slider, and they both get like 60% swing and miss. To go with a fastball and a sinker, he throws both of those pitches. Both of them, the fastball is an amazing pitch, gets in the high 90s, it touches 100. Sinker does the same thing. They both get varying levels of results. He has varying levels of command with the ball. Let's go with a curve and a changeup. But again, if you're going to trade Sonny Gray and you're going to include money, even with the high variance that this young man's going to have success, you know, the concerns that come with it, this is the kind of arm that you target, because you're not going to be able to find this. You're not going to be able to draft this. Like, you say the Cardinals get a lottery pick this year. There's a good chance that first overall, second overall, third overall, top seven pick, you're not going to find this kind of arm. So that alone is a positive return. And then I like with Richard Fitz, I just like that they have somebody who's kind of a little bit more foolproof version of what we've seen out of Andre Pallante. I think that there's a lot of pitch to contact there, but I think that there's major league bridge immediately. And the Cardinals need major league pitchers to bridge to the next round of prospects. You know, with so many pitching injuries in the organization this year, whether it be Cooper Jerby or Tekoa Roby, Brian Holiday, you know, all these guys at varying levels with varying time to get them to the majors, you're going to need guys like Richard Fitz to bridge that gap. And when you find somebody like that who can keep the ball on the ground, in part because of a mid-90s two-seamer, but also has an interesting slider and probably just needs to use his two-seamer more specifically against right-handers, I think that you'll see that little bit of tweaking start to pay off for the Cardinals, especially because you can pitch a little different at Busch than you can at Fenway. So of course, you trade Sonny Gray, it's tough. It's always tough, even in a rebuild like this, when you're trading somebody as supremely talented as he is. But for the situation that the Cardinals are in with their long-term future, this is what you target. You target immense talent and somebody who can get you to the next that next round of next level.
Brendan Donovan, I think, will get traded. There's been some reporting that kind of came out today that, you know what, the Cardinals are okay holding on to him if they don't get an offer that they like. I feel like there's almost been a level of misinformation on social media, with people putting the bar a little bit too high on what Donovan's return would be. Some people out there talking about the top one or two prospects in organizations. To me, I feel like Donovan's a guy who's going to net you maybe somebody towards the end of the top 100 of all major league prospects, and I'm not even 100% sure of that. Where do you stand on this? What would be a logical, common sense, connected to earth return for a Brendan Donovan?
This is one of the few things that people ever come to me to be connected to earth. Most of the time it's like, well, what kind of planet is this guy living on? No. So I think it's somewhere between the two, Matt. It all depends on what the market dictates. I do think that, you know, you might be able to find a team that's willing to give a consensus top 50 pick. I do think that we're going to get the team's number one, we're going to get a team's number two, and also a major league caliber pitcher with 4 or 5 years of control, that's probably unrealistic. Again, I say that, but if the market ends up getting crazy for him and you have a bunch of teams bidding on him at like the winter meetings when everybody's together, you can throw any expectation, any reality out of the window. But I think when you step back and you really think about the player Brendan Donovan is with 2 years of control, I think you're talking about, like, if the Cardinals aren't convinced, if the Cardinals aren't willing to trade him for anything less than what they want, then what they're probably going to want here is a team's top 50 prospect, a top 100 prospect, and probably somebody, again, who can be a Dick Fitz or a Richard Fitz, somebody who can fit that mold to come in, fill some valuable innings, whether it be long relief or starting innings right away. And I think that's what they're going to target. I think, and you know, if teams end up outbidding for him, which seems to be likely depending on some of the national reporting, I think that it could be a little bit more than that. But again, I think what we're also learning about this regime, this Cardinal regime in particular, this player development staff, is they're being very, the way the player development staff and the scouting staff are working together, they're being very deliberate about the prospects, both draft and in other organizations that they're targeting. And they have an MO that they're going after. So I don't necessarily know if it'll be one of those where, oh, it's a team's fifth best pick or fifth best prospect and their eighth best prospect. I think that there's a really good chance that it might be a team's 10th best prospect and a team's 16th best prospect, but just with really great stuff who eventually find their way into top 50 or top 100 consideration once the Cardinals get their hands on them.
Let me finish you off with this. And I try to listen to what is said, and I think we can all assume that if you try to create space for a J.J. Weatherholt, you have to trade either Donovan or Gorman, assuming Arenado's gone as well. And I keep going back to what Heim said yesterday, that when they're presented basically with two options and one option is better for the short term and one option is better for the long term, and those two options go head to head with each other, they're always going to go with the long term option. I hear Heim say that, and I feel like, well, then there's no way you can choose to trade Gorman as opposed to trading Donovan.
I think that that's a good call. And I think that, I think the other left-handed battle there, if you're going to, segment them up, is it makes more sense to trade Lars Nootbaar than Alec Burleson, too, for that very reason that you're saying, you know, the short term to the long term. I do think with Gorman, there's a different conversation to be had because he's worked with so many different people to try to get right. And I don't know if that fit has happened in the organization. It doesn't mean it won't. It doesn't mean that, with a new front office setup that they might be able to finally unlock what his true underlying value is. But I do think that we haven't really seen those results no matter how hard he's worked or who he's worked with. And we've seen a lot of reverting back to old habits. So I do think you're right about your point that you can't have J.J. Weatherholt in the majors and still have Donovan and Gorman. But I do think that there's a world where you can actually move all three of Arenado, Gorman, and Donovan if all the returns are correct. Minus Arenado, that's a whole different thing. But if the returns for Donovan and Gorman are correct, like, you're not hurting so bad with the angle that you're trying to take for the long-term future of the organization to move out all three and have J.J. and whatever patchwork middle infielder, whether it be Cesar Prieto or Jose Fermin, for the short term just to get you through it and be competitive and figure it out if the returns match up perfectly. But there's also no urgency to trade any of those guys right now. So it's a fascinating position for them to be in.
Kyle Reese is awesome. You follow him on Twitter at KyleR416. Kyle, thanks for the time. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll do this again in the future.
I can't wait, Matt. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the listeners.
Awesome. Very good. Kyle Reese joining us on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. He's great when it comes to a lot of things, but certainly talking through Cardinals prospects. And I could have gone on with him for much, much longer, but we got to take a break. So we'll do that more in a moment on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Starting to wrap up hour number one of the program, got a tweet from one of our loyal listeners who I really appreciate, although I don't think they appreciate me right now. Free Spirit 120 saying, Matt, it's terrible that you constantly insult Brendan Donovan when, in fact, he's an all-star and can play multiple positions and is basically the best player they have. Why do you not like this gem of Major League Baseball, our coveted Brendan? Yes, let's keep Gorman, who strikes out every at-bat, she says sarcastically, as well as Brendan is a leader in the clubhouse. It eludes me that you constantly underrate him. He's top 20 of best players, not just top 100. He's more talented than anyone on the team. So this is, I love Brendan Donovan. This is where I hate these conversations sometimes because I can really, really like a player, but I can also say that he's not as good as some people think he is. With all due respect to Free Spirit, he's not a top 20 player in all of Major League Baseball. He's not. He was an All-Star because he was the Cardinals' representative on the All-Star team. He's not a for sure All-Star playing on any team in baseball. So I love what Brendan Donovan represents, but I also love the idea of the return that you can get for him and what that can help with his team with moving forward. This is KMOX.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.